Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
How often you're visiting Townsville Question and Answers on Facebook, but it is a gold mine of potential conversation starters.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across something on Townsville Question and Answers the other day that actually got a bit heated. It got a bit fiery to the point where the person who has posted it has had to remove the post.
Oh, no. So it's turned into an argument.
And this is the thing about social media. Like, you can put the smallest thing up that doesn't actually matter.
Mm.
And keyboard warriors come out. It just snowballs and it just goes bananas. So that's what happens.
Okay.
I'm not going to name the person because obviously it's gotten a little bit, like, the heat's gotten a bit too hot and they've pulled the post down. So I'm going to respect their privacy. But over the weekend, someone posted on Townsville Question and Answers a post that I'm going to read verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dumb question, but I'm really curious. Are you supposed to push or pull a wheelie bin? I used to push them. Then someone told me I was supposed to pull them. So I started pulling them. Then another person told me I'm doing it wrong. What are you supposed to do? Question mark. Now, like I say, this is a pretty basic question.
And that got heated.
It got hundreds of comments.
What?
To the point where it actually got heated and it has been deleted off Question and Answers since the post.
That's insane.
But it did get me thinking. It's a good question because I think it's one of those things where you are set in your ways. You either pull your wheelie bin or you push it.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I've actually never thought about it before, but I definitely pull. I always pull the wheelie
now,
bin.
Now, do you think that is what you just do, or do you think that is what the wheelie bin or how the wheelie bin is designed to be used? Because I guess that's the question I'm going to look at this morning.
I think that's
design-wise, what are you supposed to do?
I think it's designed to be pulled because when you think about it, any device that has two wheels, like those granny shopping trolleys or the suitcases, you always pull them. If it's only got two wheels, you always pull them. Except.
Oh, hold on. Her argument has come unstuck.
You know those lifty things that you put under the fridge and they've only got two wheels and you pull them back?
Yeah, you always push them.
You always push that.
See, I always push the wheelie bin out. I never pull the wheelie bin.
Really?
I always push it, yeah, because it's against a concrete wall at my place.
Mm.
And you can push it off the wall and then straight out into position. If I was to pull it, I'd have to do a full U-ey.
Right, because I've got a really long driveway. So I'll pull it out from the wall and then
I'd have to do. There's rocks down the side of my house. I'd have to do a U-ey on the rocks. Which is, that's when you got a full bin.
This is the most ridiculous.
Hard to do a U-ey. But it is ridiculous.
I have
that's
to do a U-ey with my wheelie.
But it went nuts online.
Oh my God.
Like, to the point where it got fiery. So 13, 12, 16. Let's put it out there. Let's solve it once and for all. If we can do it and keep it nice or keep it civil, unlike Townsville Q&A, that'd be great. But 13, 12, 16, are you supposed to push or pull a wheelie bin? What do you do?
Well, how was it designed?
This is going nuts. Danny's here right now. So what are you actually supposed to do with a wheelie bin, Danny? Do you push it or pull it?
Honestly, both. Whatever I'm in the mood for.
Yeah, but what do you think it's designed for? Yeah. Like, both is really
sitting
on the fence.
If you're going a long distance with the wheelie bin, is it designed
pull.
To be...
If it's a long distance, then pull.
Definitely.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
See, that's never been a problem for me because I'm just literally going my front yard, which is tiny.
If you were to do a long distance, what would you do?
Oh, if I had to go from, like, Kerwin to the city, I'd probably pull.
Yeah, there you go. It's designed to be pulled.
That doesn't prove your point.
It's designed to be pulled.
Corey, what do you do?
Yeah, mate, I killed two birds with one stone. I push one and pull the other behind.
Yes, no, that is a good. That's a good plan. That's a good plan because I've done it before where I've pulled both and I end up taking out my ankles.
Yeah, good for your upper body strength as well.
Yeah,
really giving yourself a workout there. Hey, who's this?
Hey, Scotty, mate.
Scotty, is it designed to push or pull with a wheelie bin?
Well, try a curveball, then I do both.
How do you do both?
Well, the two bins go take both out the
same
time. Same
as the last one.
Push one, pull one.
I feel like an idiot. Why haven't I been doing this?
Yeah, that's a smart way to do it.
We'll take one more. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Simon.
Simon, are you pushing or pulling your wheelie bin?
Well, I think they're designed to pull because you can't push it up a gutter.
Oh, you could.
you know what? You could. It'd be like a murder scene on the road below, but you could.
You could do it.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Well done to Townsville City Council in approaching the tech age or embracing the tech age, I should say. And they're now going to live stream their meetings, Gabs.
Yeah. When you said this to me this morning, I was like, but why? Who's watching this?
Well, apparently they're pretty, you know, action-packed affairs at times. Townsville City Council.
Is it like Q&A?
I would imagine
it would just be starts fighting and throwing insults.
In like Parliament when they broadcast the House of Representatives and the Senate and stuff like that. Man, I don't know what they're talking about half the time, but they do a lot.
They do a lot of yelling.
Talking. Mm. But it started yesterday, the live stream of our Townsville City Council councillors' meetings. The councillors are there. Mm. The mayor's there. Everyone's there. You can watch it through the council's website, but I've actually got here a little bit of audio.
Oh, yeah.
From yesterday's council meeting. This happened yesterday at the chambers on Walker Street. Okay, next order of business. I would like to propose that Townsville City Council switch from Makona coffee to the more budget-conscious Nescafe Blend 43. Henceforth, saving ratepayers $546.72 per year. All those in favour, say aye.
Guys? Guys? Guys, wake up! It's a bloody council meeting! Sake.
Like I told you, guys, action-packed affairs.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Gabby. Gabby.
Cliffo is on a mission to find me a dance partner. He found out last week that I've just been dancing with my teacher because I don't have a permanent partner, and you thought that was not on. So you put it out there and said, all right, we're going to find you a partner. The first person to put their hand up and say, yes, please, I want to dance with Gabby, was an 8-year-old named Caleb who's in a wheelchair.
Now, since then, the floodgates are open, and I'm going to say thanks to Caleb. We're getting stacks of people who used to do ballroom dance, like stacks of guys who haven't done it for years and want to get back into it, and it's looking really, really promising. But he was the first one to have the gumption to put his hand up and go, I want to dance with Gabby. And the fact that he's in a wheelchair, he's got cerebral palsy, did not stop him for a second.
Way.
Now, while you guys yesterday were doing your dance lesson and you were doing a wheelchair ballroom dance, I actually sat down.
Dance.
Like a Latin. Yeah, it's all the same.
It's not the same.
No, it's all the same.
It's not even.
I sat down with Caleb's mum, Sarah, to find out a bit about Caleb's story.
He was born at 24 weeks. And, we were told at 8 weeks old that he had cerebral palsy. So,
my understanding is very limited of cerebral palsy is that the brain, the mind, all that functions perfectly well. It's just body movement issues, is that right?
So neurologically he's completely fine, but he's got spastic diplegia, which means his two legs are mainly affected. So he does use a walker and quad sticks, he just can't walk unaided.
It doesn't seem like in the small time of being here with him, it doesn't seem like it's the kind of thing that holds him back.
No, it doesn't at all. And the kids at school love him. They don't treat him any different, so it's awesome.
It takes a big kid to call a radio station and then be willing to dance with a complete stranger and then call her his girlfriend.
Yeah, she's got to watch out because he wants to kiss her.
That was the one thing he wanted.
Oh, let's point out as well, when I arrived at the lesson, he did present me with chocolates and a teddy bear.
So sweet.
Because he's so unbelievably adorable. He has the most amazing personality and the strongest arms.
Yeah.
Like, I could not believe the strength that this kid had. And so I'd actually spoken to my dance teachers about creating this routine for myself and Caleb. And they informed me there is actually para dancing championships around the world. And so they were fully across it and they had all these ideas and created this amazing cha-cha routine for Caleb and I to do.
Look, it's fantastic.
It's beautiful.
You can see the video at our Facey page now, Hit 103.1 Townsville. It's a fantastic routine that you guys pulled off. At the end of the chat, though, we wanted to sit down with Caleb and find out if he actually enjoyed the process. Caleb, was that fun? Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Is Gabby a good dancer, or do you think she's maybe holding you back a little bit?
Yeah, we're fine together. We're a fine couple.
You do mean a couple of dancers, right?
Yeah, now we're an actual couple, so you can do your own radio station.
Watch out! Not only are you getting a dance partner, but I'm losing a co-host. Was that fun, though, the dancing part? Did you enjoy that? Was that good? Yes. Would you do it again?
No.
No. Wow.
Oh, well.
I'll be your partner. I'm just not doing it again.
Okay.
God, he sounds like Nev. I'll be your partner, but I'm not doing the dancing.
All my boyfriends are the same.
No, no. That sort of echoes what I said to you after you made me go for a dance.
One lesson, we'll have a dance, but it's not a permanent partnership, man.
So the hunt continues.
Yep.
Can we find Gabby a permanent dance partner? at Carlisle Gardens Retirement Village.
And I'm just going to throw it out there before we head out to the retirement village. I have no more space in my life for another boyfriend.
The retirement village dance off in the morning at 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Do you know what's not a good start to the day? When you arrive at work and you have a wardrobe malfunction. And that's exactly what's happened to me this morning because I had a sneeze attack me.
Just like removing the fourth wall a little bit this morning. Mm. Gabby has had to do a lot of readjusting of her outfit. Yeah. It's involved reaching down her front, pulling different parts around. And
because
it's been a bit of a show.
It's been a little bit confronting for you and a bit, I guess.
Hey. Okay, you're my mate. I'm happy to take it.
It's been distracting because I'm wearing a wraparound dress today. And with this particular wraparound dress, the first bit goes over to the left and buttons up. And then the other bit comes back around the front and ties on the other side. So it wraps around your body. And I was sitting at my desk this morning before we started the show, just going through the news articles that happened overnight. Mm. And while I was sitting there, I just suddenly had this huge sneeze come over me and it just came out quite explosive and my button popped. It completely popped off because, you know, sneezes can be quite violent. Yeah, you can throw your back out with a sneeze. I didn't throw my back out, but I popped a button.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever sneeze so violently that your your whole body just kind of seizes up?
Yeah, it hurts.
I do that all the time.
Well, that's kind of what happened because I was trying to control it anyway. So now my dress is only half done up. So it's done up to the left, not done up to the right. And it keeps kind of separating. Luckily, I'm wearing a top underneath, so you're not going to get any show. But it's
and you dug around and found the button, so you'd be able to repair the dress.
I'm going to have to YouTube how to put a button on. Well, but,
There was one time I was drinking coffee, Gabs, and I was sitting at my desk at work. Luckily, not like an on-air desk. There was no equipment or electronics or anything in front of me. But I was drinking my coffee, and the sneeze came just at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah.
Mouthful of coffee, and a whole spray of it went up through my sinuses and stuff and just...
out your nose.
Sprayed the desk and the paperwork and stuff in front of me.
Gross. But that's what happens. Sneezes just come up out of nowhere. You can't control them. You can't stop them. And sometimes they can cause a little bit of devastation. So 13, 12, 16, we want to know, when has a sneeze attacked?
We should have made like a sound effect or an opener for something like when's a sneeze attacked?
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Have you had this before, Townsville? Has a sneeze just come?
At the worst possible time.
At the worst possible time. Yeah.
I've got another good one. Can I just
Go on, put it quickly. Out there? Yeah, give us one more.
This one time I sneezed, and because of the force of it, it made me fart.
In front of other people?
It was in the office.
Oh, wow.
It was so embarrassing.
Gabby, she's having it coming from all ends. Emily's here, mate. When's the sneeze attack you?
We went out for dinner with my in-laws, and I had just popped a prawn in my mouth, and I sneezed, and I spat my prawn across the table into my brother-in-law's food.
Wow.
Did he still eat his food?
Just
not the prawn.
We're all family, but it was very awkward. It was like my second time ever meeting them.
I'll believe that story when prawns fly. Oh, actually do.
I would totally ask for it back, though. Hey, prawns are expensive.
Is this Louise?
Yep.
Hey, when does sneeze attack you, mate?
Well, I used to do home care, and I pulled up out the front of an elderly person's house, and sorting out my paperwork. Next thing, I did this massive sneeze out of nowhere, headbutted the steering wheel, and my face hit the horn. Scared the hell out of this woman. Oh. The dog went ballistic, and then it bit me when I went inside.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. So not only the sneeze attacked, but the dog did too.
Yeah, and I had a bruise on my forehead for like a week.
There's a lot going on
there's
in that story,
so much.
Isn't there? 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hey, this is Tash.
Hey, Tash,
when is the sneeze attacked?
Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was my mother. We were at the cinemas watching good old Conjuring 2.
Yep.
Oh, The Conjuring, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really scary part, intense. And Mum decides she's going to let out the world's loudest sneeze. I can't say.
Scared the whole theater. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a chick's shrieking in front of us. I jumped for it. My friends jumped for it. It was great. Yep.
That is not what you want in a movie theater where, like, the tension's high and everyone's freaking out.
The producers are really going all out for this movie, aren't they?
It's a 4D movie.
Sneeze women in the cinema. Wow.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
Just incredible racing.
We have the most ultimate prize to give away for the Wattpac Townsville 400 happening in July. This is a money can't buy experience.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if Clive Palmer over here with his millions of dollars wants to go buy it.
Clive can't.
He can't.
Clive
Too bad, can't. Clive.
No. Clive's not going to take it. You know what I mean? He's not going to take it anymore. But Townsville, we want you to take this prize off our hands. It's a Hit 103.1 exclusive, a double trackside pass to the Wattpac Townsville 400, plus a meet and greet with Killing Heidi. And Ice House, who are playing the Saturday night concert. So
it's very few people that are going to be able to meet the band.
Oh, like, yeah.
That is like such no one. A coup. Yeah.
So, okay, your idea was to take caller number 400
yep.
For the Wattpac Townsville 400, which was an awful idea.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah, but it kind of doesn't.
Because
we would be here forever. So what we're going to do is we're compromising. We're going to take caller number 4
yes.
for the Wattpac Townsville 400. 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Let's take our first caller. Hey, who's this?
Amy.
Amy, you are caller number 1. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Move on. Hit 103.1. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Ryan here, mate.
Ryan, caller number 2. Sorry.
Spewing. Too easy.
Sorry, bro. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tina.
So close, Tina. You're caller number 3.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Sorry, Tina. Love you, but no cigar today. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah. How you feeling, Sarah?
You feeling lucky punk?
I don't know. I hope so.
Are you vibing that you're caller number 4?
Kind of.
Oh, Sarah, get
you don't know whether to trust this. No, she's really timid because she's like, well, they're building it up and then they're just going to go, nah.
You let me down. Sarah, we're so sorry. Sarah, we're so sorry to tell you that you are caller number 4. You're going to the Wattpac Townsville 400.
Are you a fan of Killing Heidi?
Yes.
Are you excited to meet Ella Hooper and all the gang?
Yes. Oh, my God, I won.
You won. I'm so glad you got a bit excited there. I was worried that we really built it up.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Just going to patter out. But I can sense excitement there. Hey, do you know who you're going to take along?
Probably my partner.
Probably your partner.
Yeah,
hey,
probably.
So it's a double trackside pass, the meet and greet with Killing Heidi and Ice House, the whole thing all yours. Congratulations, mate.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Now you just got to wait till July to be able to do it.
That's fine. We're going to
Phillip
Island one soon.
So. Thanks for listening to Hit 103.1.
Thank you.
It's all for the Wattpac Townsville 400. Hold there, mate. The Wattpac Townsville 400. It is back, North Queensland, July 5 to 7. So it's exactly 99 days away.
Woo!
Get your tickets now through tickettech.com.au.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.